This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
The FDA is about to get a lot more muscle.
More money and more power.
Sweeping new powers.
The most sweeping overhaul of the nation's food safety laws since the 1930s.
Robert Scott Bell.
How did the Department of Homeland Security get into the medical business?
Joe, we have a potential pandemic.
A national health emergency.
The sky is falling. A piece of it just came out of here.
Robert Scott Bell.
The average citizen, if they did what the TSA agents do, would be arrested.
Would you submit to one of these pat-downs?
Not if I could avoid it. No, I mean, who would?
If you touch my junk, I'm going to have you arrested.
Enough is enough.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
The first day of spring in the northern hemisphere of the Earth known as planet, or planet known as Earth. I don't know. Who came up with the name? Earth. Put some earth in it. All right, yeah. We're going to do that. We're going to earth it today on the show. It is the first day of spring in the Northern Hemisphere, and I took a snow day. For those of you watching on YouTube, I'm wearing a hat. I never wear a hat. I got my vaxxed hat. I got my vaxxed T-shirt from Cover Up the Catastrophe. Why not? Let's get the word out on the danger of vaccinations.
I want to say this is the first live broadcast we've done on YouTube with you wearing a hat. I think.
Should I do this, or should I do a top hat? What do you think? What would be better?
Was it a bad hair day today or something?
Oh, totally. It was like snow day. Look, my son is up in New York City for a senior trip. He's got a snow day. He's out there playing in the snow. In fact, he's wearing sneakers, which is not a good idea on snow. But what does he know? He's from Florida. And he slides on some ice, falls down, and hits the concrete right on his cheek or right near his ear.
Oh, really?
He gives me a bloody picture. But he's all right.
Man.
Apparently he's all right. So, yeah. But it's like, what are you going to say? He's too big for my boots. So he couldn't wear my boots. So there, got to deal with it. So yeah, I took a snow day today, and I got a bad hair day, so I'm wearing my vaxxed hat and vaxxed T-shirt. And we're going to kick it into gear momentarily. We got Ty Bollinger coming up, second hour, and it is time to go outside the box with him. We have a lot of great topics, including his lovely, adorable, cutest daughter in the world, Charity, her birthday today. We'll say happy birthday. And you'll see a lovely picture of her in the show notes today at robertscottbell.com. Super D, first day of full day of spring where you are. Any snow, anything unusual? Snakes coming out? What's going on?
This is Oregon, so and especially in the area that I'm at, we're at a high altitude, so it's kind of overcast, kind of cool, but it's nice.
Okay.
I mean, comparatively, I think a month ago I had, a foot of snow on the ground, so it's all good.
Well, I'm out here singing the answer, my friend, is blowing in the wind. This cold front moved through, and it's down into the 60s today. I know, the Crimea River, right? Well, we were having a river with all the rain we had the last couple of days. So, the transformation of spring, it's up, it's down, it's hot, it's cold, it's tornadic, it's not, it's snowing, it's not. But we do know what is dangerous, not only the flu vaccine, but the things that your doctor will tell you to take should you have the flu or flu-like symptoms, including fever, maybe especially fever. How many times have I said it? I've said it a million times, right? It's like I sound like not a doting dad, but an annoying dad. How many times do I have to tell you kids, don't take Tylenol for a fever, right? How many times have I said that? And, yeah, I'm annoying, but I'm annoyed as well by the people who don't listen. Ibuprofen, Tylenol, what else can they take? NyQuil, Theraflu? How many more allopathic medicines do you want to throw at flu or flu-like symptoms before you realize it's dangerous? We've talked Tamiflu dangers. People are dying. Kids are dying. And, we talk about brain surgeons, neurosurgeons like Sanjay Gupta, perfectly, seemingly a nice guy, probably pretty smart in a lot of ways, but, a few years back he was over in Afghanistan, got what he called a flu, took Tylenol and made it worse. He never acknowledged that, but it's apparent to me because What does Tylenol do but destroy your liver? What does your liver do but detoxify your body? We played the liver theme yesterday, did we not, Superdon? The liver theme, love your liver.
I believe we did. And, yeah. You know, and listen, I mean, gosh, we are bombarded daily. If you watch TV, some people don't, and you're probably happier for it, but,
yeah.
You know, you're bombarded daily on TV with all of these cold and flu remedies, and all of them have these pain relievers in them. It's just a regular given thing, and doctors recommend this stuff.
Yeah, pile it on, docs. Man, you're going to be your own demise when people figure it out. Of course, we've already figured it out here. And I've often said, you know, about female-specific ailments, when it gets bad enough, they'll say, hey, just come on through here. We're going to remove your ovaries and your uterus, right? What else will they remove from you? Hey, can we take your gallbladder out? Do you need one of those? Let's destroy your thyroid. I mean, how many things do allopathic medicine doctors do well? I mean, they're really good at surgery, I'll grant you that. And if it's an ER trauma scenario where they're putting you back together again, I got no bones, no beef with that. But man, oh man, are they willing to take stuff out. And sometimes, maybe most of the time, the reason they're taking stuff out is because of the things they gave you along the way while you entrusted doctors with your health. I kid you not. Lead story today, headline reads, the flu patient's mistake with over-the-counter meds leads to transplant. A transplant. You're thinking, wait a second. Person had a flu, took some over-the-counter medicine, and now is needing a flu transplant? What do you mean, flu transplant? No, they're not transplanting the flu. They're transplanting this poor girl's liver. She destroyed her liver taking FDA-approved over-the-counter pharmaceutical drugs. Because Scott Gottlieb does not want you to know you can take homeopathic medicines to address fever and flu and not be harmed and need no transplant whatsoever. I'm telling you, this is bonkers, Superdon. She said, this woman, she said, what's her name, Soriano, a Cleveland mom, Stephanie Soriano, battling the flu. She said, I was taking Tylenol during the day and towards the evening as well. And then at nighttime so I could sleep, I took NyQuil. By the way, shh, don't tell anybody there's acetaminophen. That's Tylenol in Washington, D.C. That's Tylenol. And then I would wake up around 2 or 3 in the morning and take a Theraflu as well. Guess what's in Theraflu? Apparently Tylenol. Confirm that, Superdon, because
no,
I'm
not
a user. I'm not a user of those drugs.
You're right. You're right. Acetaminophen. Yeah. Or for our friends in the U.K., I believe they call it paracetamol.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, it's in all three.
Wow. What is the number one reason people check into the emergency room with liver failure in the United States, perhaps in England as well? And this is not new. We've talked about it for years. My gosh, who's listening? Who's paying attention? I hope you are. Tylenol, acetaminophen, or what did you call it in England?
Paracetamol.
Paracetamol. Thank you. All of that to destroy your liver. And guess what? The government sanctions it, approves it. Your licensed doctors prescribe it, tell you to take it. Take it, take it, take it. And then, of course, if you read the fine print, which probably you didn't, you know, like, you know that you could take a little bit too much, and that's going to be different for everybody. Child could be a lot less. That could result in liver damage, organ damage, liver toxicity, and eventually require a transplant. Now, how many times do we hear about people going into health food stores for cold and flu remedies, and they take it morning, noon, and night, and then they end up in the hospital needing a liver transplant? I hear crickets.
I thought that was a rhetorical question.
Technically it was. I just wanted to make sure for emphasis you would hear the deathly silence that is not deadly. Because coming from the FDA.
Yes.
Coming from
yes,
your doctors.
Indeed.
So that's the point. Folks, if one dietary supplement caused one evidenced case of liver failure, this would be front page news all over. Congressional hearings would be called. The FDA would be called to account, and they'd start raiding health food stores who carry whatever the XYZ product is, resulting in one theoretical case of liver failure. Here we know that over-the-counter drugs that contain Tylenol, number one reason why people check into the hospital with liver failure. And you could hear pins drop in Congress. Oh, just business as usual. People are dying every year. Third leading cause of death. In fact, now we know that first leading cause of death, because guess what? On top of the chronic diseases of what we call heart disease and cancer, It's also causing liver failure. What's that? Modern medicine, FDA-approved drugs. Tylenol, NyQuil therapy. What else has Tylenol in it? Folks, avoid Tylenol like the plague. There is homeopathic phosphorus if you have a fever. If you're a baby, homeopathic belladonna. Little infant, belladonna. Yes, the FDA is going to say, oh, that's dangerous. Don't do it. It's homeopathic. There's nothing in there in the whole bottle that you can't drink and eat, and you'll be fine. But no, we live in a topsy-turvy, upside-down, inside-out world where the inmates, the pharmaceutical inmates, are running the asylum. And the people like, God bless you, Miss Stephanie Soriano, are victims of this. Oh, yeah, just take some Tylenol. Just take some over-the-counter. It's over-the-counter. It's got to be safe. It wasn't even a prescription drug. And this is where we get the iatrogenic cause of serious disease, transplantable, and, of course, the potential for death. Is this woman going to have to be on chemotherapeutic immunosuppressant drugs for life because of the liver transplant? You betcha. Quality of life, not going to be the same. All because she trusted and believed that the FDA had her best interest at heart. Her doctors knew what they were talking about, the pharmacist, etc. Nobody warned her. Hey, what are you taking? That, and that? Hey, you know what? It all has acetaminophen in it. Tylenol, you could die. You could destroy your liver. It could kill you. Nope, there's Tamiflu, too. It's not acetaminophen, but it can certainly cause you to have hallucinations. You wake up in the middle of the night like you do, but instead of taking more Theraflu, you'll climb out of your second-story window and dance in traffic until you're hit. I like to be funny and silly. I don't have a lot of humor in this open Superdon. This is tragedy, and this is the kind of tragedy that, yes, it made the news. Fox News covered it, but there will be no congressional hearings anywhere about this. That's the tragedy.
Yeah, no, this is true, but it is a teachable moment because you have been saying this for a long time. And listen, with the over-the-counter stuff, it can be just as deadly as the stuff that you're getting from the prescriptions. So, you know, you got to be careful.
Yeah. Now, take extra selenium if you ever do take Tylenol. Extra selenium, drink a lot of extra water. I would take chromium as well. I would do herbs like milk thistle. I would do dandelion. If you like to do alpha-lipoic acid, for sure, fine. I mean, all of these things, really, Tylenol destroys the liver's ability to produce glutathione. That master antioxidant that will bind and excrete toxic poisons from your liver, it just destroys that function. Of course, they're going to say, well, no, now you have high cholesterol, right? Why? Because you destroyed your liver. If it's excessively high or excessively low, it's more indicative of liver dysfunction. Unless, again, normally is high for you. But they never tested your ancestors, so how do they know? Besides the fact that they're dunderheads about cholesterol. They would rather destroy your liver to lower your cholesterol and kill you that way. Of course, it'll be a slower death than a heart attack. But then again, cholesterol didn't cause the heart attack. Liver congestion can lead to heart attack. Yeah, it can. Folks, we're going to talk cannabis for the skin, psoriasis, eczema. And then we got loads of questions of the day coming up as well.
Can you repeat the part of the stuff where you said all about the things?
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert will be right back.
Hello, Ty Bollinger here from the hit documentary miniseries, The Truth About Cancer, with an important question. Can the three wise men's gifts to Jesus help heal and protect your health and help you look and feel younger and live longer? The answer is a big, surprising yes. In the new report called How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you'll discover exactly why. Go to rsbreports.com right now to get this life-changing report for free. That's rsbreports.com. You see, two of the Magi's gifts, frankincense and myrrh, were highly prized in biblical times for their health and healing benefits. Science today confirms they are ultra-powerful tools to support your health, anti-aging, and longevity. Meanwhile, you'll be surprised to learn a third spice, often referred to as gold in biblical times, may be nature's most potent tool to protect your immunity. Yes, the Magi were indeed wise men for giving Jesus their powerful gifts of health, and you'll discover how much they'll help you, too. Go to RSB Reports right now to get this important report absolutely free. That's rsbreports.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutral neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Check out the video. Don't like it.
The Robert Scott the Bell
Robert
Show.
Scott Bell Show.
All right, what hat should I wear? Look at me, Super D. You see me in the video? What hat? Y'all ain't. You're on radio. You're missing it.
Oh, my listen. God. Are you serious?
Yes. Yes, you asked for it. I delivered. Actually, my wife delivered. Yeah, my wife delivered a top hat. It's a little small for me. Can you see that?
It like, is a little small like, for you, yeah.
I feel like Laurel and Hardy. All right, I'm going to put the Vax hat back on. All right. I got my Vax hat and my Vax t-shirt on. So there you go.
That's, see the were you like Laurel? I can't tell if that was Laurel and Hardy or was that, what's the name of the guy from England during the World War II?
Buster Keaton? No, I don't know.
No.
Oh, Charlie Chaplin.
No. Well, that would... That would work for Charlie Chaplin. No, the Prime Minister of England.
Oh, Churchill?
Churchill. There you
go. Yeah, perhaps. I need a bigger top hat. But you know, the thing is, I think it's this this Sunday, Casey Krejci, they're celebrating the anniversary of Living Fuel. And they're going to have a big party, and I think it's going to be, well, that's the theme of it. Like putting on the Ritz or the 20s. What was that book, the East Egg, West Egg, that's a Great Gatsby theme, right? So I think I got to wear that hat, but it's too small. I'm doing a comedy a version of that, so I'll get to that.
Well,
anyway,
it's all this stuff you're doing on YouTube. It's giving you a big head. Right?
That's
you've outgrown the hat.
Let's go. Let's go to cannabis. Cannabis.
Pass the Gucci on the left hand side. Pass the Gucci on the left hand side. It's a bun.
Is that a joint, man? Hey, it looks like a quarter pounder, man.
All right, we'll talk about cannabis for kids next hour with Ty Bollinger and Captain Picard. But for right now, there is a question about cannabis for skincare. Now, with eczema and psoriasis, you have cells that are inflamed. We do know that cannabidiol specifically, although THC maybe has some of these properties as well, but we're learning more about CBD, has tremendous properties of reducing inflammation as well. And so applying it locally, I don't know if you've ever done this, Super Don, because, you know, you probably have some of the CBD topical ointment over the time, or the it's like in a tub, right? We get from Plus CBD oil.
Yeah.
They have the raw form and the high CBD form, and you can try either one. And I've used both with great success. In fact, yesterday I was really ticked off because a mosquito got in the house, and it found me, and it, like, got my arm four times under my tricep. I hate that. Stop that noise. Very annoying.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, I hear that. It's like it drives you crazy. Anyway, so I put some of the CBD. Sometimes I can do the silver, too, but I tested the CBD on it, and it worked great. So there's a report that it's in trials that they've seen that CBD can help in eczema and psoriasis, and I'm not at all surprised. Not at all surprised. And unfortunately, what they're going to say is, well, it's going to take years and years of research. You're going to have to send us lots more money before we have a drug to do this. But I'm like, no, you don't. You don't have to wait.
Before we can officially tell you that something is doing that you already know.
Yeah. Right? Because they have to patent it and make it a drug, right, in order to do this. So don't wait. Just go to pluscbdoil.com, pluscbdoil.com. Get the topical. Try the CBDA, which is the raw with the red label. That works also like an analgesic, so you don't have to do the non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs topically, locally. Or you can try the high CBD or both. Get the yellow gold label and you know, try both. And they got the green label as well. And this, I think, should be part of everybody's home care first aid kit for skin issues, topical issues. And I think you'll be pleasantly surprised. Because corticosteroids, damaging to the liver, even if absorbed through the skin. Damaging to the immune system. Corticosteroids can actually thin the skin, thin the membranes. Over time, again, we've seen it in gastrointestinal application, the weakening of the integrity of the epithelial lining of the gut. And, of course, that's why in Unlock the Power to Heal, the road to colostomy bags is paved with antibiotics and prednisone, and we have problems doing it out here, too. Similar problems. You don't want to rely on these toxic, liver toxic drugs like Tylenol we talked about, but corticosteroids, cortisones and things, very, very dangerous for the liver and the immune system. So could cannabidiol be a real great remedy for psoriasis and eczema? Absolutely, it already is. And I'm not waiting for the FDA to approve it as a new drug, and I don't want you to wait either. So check it out, get some, bring it in, ship it in wherever you are, or find a local independent health food store that carries it, and get it going. And you can remove that habit, because for many of us it is a habit. Oh my gosh, it's that. Let's see, name the petrochemical, Neosporin, right? Topical antibiotics and petrochemicals. Throw it on there, slather it on, that's what we use. No, we use the Sovereign Silver First Aid Gel, and we, of course, use essential oils. Yes, Organix has some awesome blends now. You can check it out, organixx.com. Linked up in the show notes at robertscabell.com, and the Plus CBD Oil Topical. I did that on my Skeeter bike. Did great. Took away the itchy right away. Folks, we got a lot more healing to go. Questions of the day galore coming up next segment. I will be challenged to get through them. Then Ty Bollinger going outside the box on the Robert Scott Bell Show after that.
Live around the world,
the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell.
Longtime listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water, the molecular hydrogen we get. Go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Sciences back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, "Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?" And I said, "Sure, Ryan," and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, taking a snow day here. I'm wearing a hat. I'm like, what the heck? Who cares? First full day of spring. I hope it's springy where you are. If you're in New York City where my son is, you're slipping and sliding on the wet snow and ice. As I mentioned, did I mention it on the air? I don't know. We were talking before the air, but he slid, fell, hit his cheek or like jaw right about his ear. A little blood, but he's tough.
That's all right. He's in New York. You got to be tough in New York, right? You just rub some dirt on it and forget about it.
Forget about it. Exactly. That's so, right. You know, his challenge, of course, is finding organic food. He said he found some place called Pretz, P-R-E-T-S, that like it's an organic coffee shop that carries organic stuff too. So he's able to get some stuff, and we'll see. We'll hear from his adventures. They did go up to the top of the what did King Kong, the original King Kong, went up? The Chrysler Building or the Empire State Building? Yeah, it went up the Empire State Building. Got some really cool pictures there. Today they were supposed to go out to Ellis Island, but I think they had to cancel because of the snow. But I don't know what else they did instead. You know, we'll hear later. We'll report on that.
So all of our friends in New York, hang in there. I know you guys are toughing it out because tomorrow it'll be all gone, or it'll be blown aside, so to speak. Anyway, there you go. That's the wintertime blues transitioning to the springtime blues. Hopefully the sun's coming back soon and the warmth. All right, so what do we want to do this segment, Super D?
Well, my producer, take a deep breath.
Deep breath, yeah.
Because we have got three questions of the day.
Count them, three.
Excuse me, I'd like to ask you a few questions.
All right, here comes the first one. This comes from Leslie. Leslie says, my friend has endometriosis. Don't you hate it when you get endometriosis, Super Don?
You know, this just really just bums me out. I deal with that every once in a while.
We're having a transgender discussion.
I don't even know what that is. What is endometriosis?
Do you have a uterus?
No.
Then you don't have endometriosis, stinker. No.
Actually, I used to be Donna. I'm now
it's not true.
Super Donna became Super Don.
It's not true, folks. Don't believe him.
Okay.
He's always been Don, really. No hormones necessary. He's a manly man.
Mm.
So, Leslie says, my friend has endometriosis and a surgery for it, and her OB told her that she had a prolapsed bladder and would need surgery for that, too. Gosh, man. They're not getting paid unless they're cutting on you. She was referred to a urologist who then told her she did not have a prolapsed bladder. So a year later, she comes to me having had constant pain in her kidneys and frequent bladder infections, along with missing her monthly cycle for 3 months. She is not pregnant. She's confirmed that by multiple tests, but is very concerned. I suggested that she begin GTF Chromium, Megafood Magnesium, and CanGest Tea to see if she had any improvement in her kidney pain as per the Not a Doc protocol. After 1 week, she was feeling great. Then she started having bladder pain again. Thinking she was getting another infection, she took another antibiotic. Again, even though I pleaded with her to not take an antibiotic. Leslie, good job. You can do so much, and they're still going to take their antibiotics, okay? I encouraged her, Leslie says, to begin the Not a Nurse, Not a Doc protocol with selenium, silica, and flora, and give it time. She will begin this protocol this week. How do you know that, Leslie? She's already taken antibiotics when you told her not to. You're awful confident that she's going to do what you tell her to do, but okay. When her supplements arrive from Choose to Be Healthy. All right, good. She ordered her from ChooseToBeHealthy.com. In the meantime, she is freaking out, and her weed cookies are not keeping her calm. Isn't that a funny line? Her weed cookies are not keeping her calm?
Yes.
You know what? Because if her weed cookies contain THC, THC is not always the most calming substance, believe it or not, in some people. We've talked about that here on the show, and I think that she would be better doing the CBD only if it's an anxiety issue than having the THC. And then when she's over it, she can go back to her weed cookies. But I would do the plus CBD oil for her, the gold. After the fact that she has missed her cycle for nearly 4 months, so she's really anxious about that. Any suggestions, ideas, or help would be wonderful, as I am just beginning in this world of holistic healing and have so much yet to learn. Anything else, Super D? Did I miss anything?
Actually, there was a quick follow-up to that there. Leslie says, I should add that she is only 35 years old, has two children, and the second was a C-section 9 years ago.
Okay.
She also had breast implants 7.5 years ago.
Okay.
Not sure if any of that information will be relevant, but thought I should include it. She has had multiple kidney stones in the past, which is why she bakes her cookies, her weed cookies, which if you want to just make it easier, say she just call them Wookiees, I think. She is also a smoker, which she is working on not doing any longer, but hasn't made the full commitment yet. Her greatest concern is the missing menstrual cycle.
That, of all that, that's the greatest concern. A lot of women would be happy they've stopped cycling. But maybe she might not be ready for menopause yet. The selenium deficiency is going to be the grossest of the gross because she's a smoker. And, yes, the GTF chromium is good. I don't think you... Yes, you mentioned selenium, but she hasn't started it. That's going to be a big, big plus for her because of the cadmium and other things in the cigarette smoke will displace lots of selenium. And so, you know, rebuilding her selenium stores is going to be important. But clearly she's not on the road to recovery if, you know, again, she will goes back to get antibiotic despite your best efforts, and she's still smoking. And this is not me making a critique or criticism. It's just an acknowledgement of a factual statement here. And so you can only do so much. I know you want to help her. But there's a law of diminishing returns when somebody is not loving themselves enough. And I know it's a harsh thing to say. Daca Detox would say this much better than me, that she would still be putting things in her body that are self-destructive like that. Granted, there's addiction. But we can talk about addiction in terms of mineral displacement, GTF chromium in particular. But there are homeopathic addiction formulas. Acupuncture can help there as well. But the strongest desire has to be a genuine desire from within to release or let go of those habits that are harmful. Maybe you can replace it with something a little less harmful. I don't know. But if she wants the menstrual cycle back, the endocrine disruption is due to mineral deficiencies. Could be about the fats that she does or does not have in her diet. And she could do the Dr. Christopher's hormonal change ease formula. That's what I suggest for the female specific thing, since that was her primary concern. If her bladder is prolapsed, which apparently it isn't, that would be a silicone deficiency more than anything else. But the fact that she's had kidney stones, the fact that she's had kidney and bladder infections is indicative of the liver congestion and the selenium deficiency. Get her on dandelion tea every day. Do everything she can to support her liver homeopathically. The CanGest does wonders for the liver as well, the gallbladder, the entire digestive system. So hopefully that's helpful for you, Leslie, to help her, if she's willing to be helped. Next question from Darlene, straight to the point. I've never been asked this question in quite this way, Super Don. How does one make Robert's water? How does one make Robert's water? All you do is you go to robertswater.com, you order an Echo water machine. You have it installed because there's free installation at your sink. You press the button, and you put your cup under it, and voila, Robert's water. It's Echo water. It's molecular hydrogen-enriched water, and that's how you do it. Robertswater.com is just an easy thing for folks to remember. There's no such thing as Robert's water. Unless I had a glass of water that happened to be mine, and I gave it to you, you'd have some of Robert's water. But it's Echo water. All right, folks, that's an easy answer to that question, Darlene. Sorry I didn't make it clear at some other point in time. Super Don, anything you want to add to that, if your microphone's working? Not hearing from Super Don, so I'm just going to carry on. All right, third question of the day in this segment is from Paulette. Paulette says, hi, near the end of the show, you mentioned a product to help with vaccine injury. It had vaccine in the title. Vaccine Vanquisher, she asked. Can't remember the exact name, but wanted to look it up. Thanks, Paulette. All right, Paulette, this one's easy. Although, again, I don't even know the update of the name because there were two names that I referenced. And it's Vaccinoplex, P-L-E-X, and or Vaccino Cleanse. I'm not sure because there's a self-help line from Dr. King's and there's a doctor's line, and I never remember which one is which. So Vaccino Cleanse or Vaccinoplex is a homeopathic comprehensive vaccinosis remedy to help detox from vaccine injury. Super Don, did I hear you're back on board?
Yeah, I like okay. Vaccine Vanquisher better. That's an
I
awesome
think that's
name,
a great name. I dude, that's an awesome alliteration, Paulette. And if I said it, credit me, but I don't think I did. You did, so
vaccine
you get all the credit.
Vaccine Eviscerator. Right? Yeah. Yeah.
They could have put that in V for Vendetta in that long V-place
right?
soliloquy, which would have been awesome. So I didn't get to ask you because you dropped for a second there, but no. What do you like about that question? How do you make Robert's water? Maybe you have a recipe.
I was
going
to say, yeah, you just add water. But, yeah, I mean, just go to robertswater.com. It fully explains everything in great detail.
Yeah. And there are a lot of folks that are listening new from the Oral Health Summit. You know, we talked about dental health, and there's still probably more questions coming in from that. And I hope that those people understood that when they submit questions to the website, that they have to hear it, because I very rarely do I have time to write out an answer. So we make it available to everybody.
Well, we are a radio show, you know.
I've heard rumor that we are, yeah. Although we also have a YouTube simulcast, so I don't know. I still am not going to write it out for that. You just got to, you know, listen or watch, and you'll be good to go.
Let's see.
I'm going to try this top hat again for those of you watching, just to make sure. Isn't it silly? It's absolutely the silliest thing, and it's so small. I feel like I need a little tiny bow tie or an extra big one so I can dress like a clown. Because I don't feel like really, you know, ritzy in this top hat. It's just too small for me. So I'm going to put my Vax hat on. Vax from Cover Up. By the way, the upcoming events, including Total Health Canada, I'm going to be hanging out with Del Bigtree for the weekend. So I'll have to get my Vax stuff ready for that. And, of course, Dr. Tony Jimenez, Daca Detox, my buddy Paul Barataro, speaking of Robert's water, is going to be up at the Canadian show in Toronto. and he'll be lecturing on molecular hydrogen. And I'll include that, of course, in my talks. Main talk that I'm excited to be giving will be focusing on neurological degradation diseases, a recipe for undoing them, preventing or reversing them. So that's going to be a big rollout for the Toronto event. And we got loads more events in the show notes, folks. It's really incredible how many. My head is spinning as I'm looking at this list. This Tuesday, the 27th, we're going to be at the Healthy Buddha. That's a Kratom bar. Thank you, FDA. We're going to be drinking Kratom on air. And that's going to be at the Healthy Buddha in Mount Dora, Florida. That's the Tuesday live radio broadcast for the Robert Scott Bell Show. Come and join us if you're in Central Florida. NOCO Hemp Expo, April 6th and 7th in Loveland, Colorado. Alive Expo, April 21st, 22nd in Atlanta. Total Health Canada is May 11th through 13th. Integrative Oncology and Best Answer for Cancers, May 17th through 19th in Orlando, Florida. Treating Cancer with Cannabis, Detroit, Michigan, June 3rd. And then the U.S. Health Freedom Congress. I want you all to be there and bring your teenagers. June 10th, 11th, and 12th. St. Paul, Minnesota. By then, they promise it's going to be thawed out and we'll be swatting mosquitoes. Hopefully not indoors. Yeah, they'll have an air conditioning gauge this high. We got a lot more healing to go. One more segment to do it in before Ty Bollinger joins us to go outside the box. Check out all the links I've mentioned and more in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. Next, a different kind of acupuncture.
Who'd you say that masked man was?
It's a bird!
It's a plane!
It's
Robert Scott Bell.
Here I come to save the day!
CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and CancerTutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at CancerTutor.com.
Tired of being censored by Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Patreon? Well, now you don't have to be. OneWay.com is the free speech and human-friendly social network built just for you. Stop feeding the beast. Every post you make on those evil, anti-human, anti-American perverted sites helps them destroy our families, our country, and our souls. Join OneWay today and take back your liberty. Your free speech alternative is waiting for you at OneWay.com. OneWay.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Check out the show notes. Links are up. RobertScottBell.com. Tell your friends 2 hours a day, 6 days a week here on the United States and World of Health Talk Radio. Maybe even some aliens are listening. We don't mind. Y'all are all welcome here. Go to RobertScottBell.com. Archives available through GCN or Home and Broadcast Radio Syndication, GCNLive.com, then iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, UK Health Radio, SoundCloud, and when we do so, a lot of the time, we go through YouTube. Yes, there's visual. Today I'm wearing my vaxxed t-shirt and vaxxed hat because it's a snow day in New York. And no, I'm not in New York, but my son is. So it's like, yeah, a little, what do you call that? It's not compassion, it's for like a... You got that in concert with, I don't even remember the word at this point, but who cares? You're laughing at me. I know it was that hat I put on. The hat's too tight. That's
yes.
It.
Yeah. That's it. It's squeezed your cranium.
Next hour, Ty Bollinger, Outside the Box. Great show. I'll just give you a quick sneak here. We got The Truth About Pet Cancer. We're going to be previewing. It's coming out April 4th. Family Time, Opioid Profitability, Cannabis Saving Lives, Cannabis for Kids, according to Captain Jean-Luc Picard. And we got another question of the day. What do we use? It's a beauty question for RSB and TMB. You will not believe it, and we're going to answer it. Also, Trump on drug dealers and the immune system protected by firearms. We're going to talk about that as well. Also, Charity, Little Charity, happy birthday, 8th birthday. If you want to see the cutest girl, 8 years old, Ty Bollinger's daughter. It's in, well, her picture's in the show notes today. Super adorable. Thank you for putting that in there.
You betcha.
This is me avoiding a painful topic.
I don't know who wants to avoid this more, you or me.
Yeah.
We'll preface this. Have you ever had acupuncture?
I have. And I don't avoid that. I have no problem with acupuncture. It's awesome.
I have no problem. No. I have no problem. I mean, I don't think I would anyway. The idea having acupuncture. Yeah.
Yeah, you'd be fine. But this kind of acupuncture, we got some stuff going on here. It could be risky. Now, I don't like the fact that they're calling it acupuncture because it's just not the same thing. You're actually introducing natural poison. So let's go to the fallacy of nature, right? Natural? It's natural. Well, listen, it could kill you. Especially if you're allergic to bee stings, bee venom. Researchers in the Journal of Investigational Allergology, I've never seen that, Allergology, and Clinical Immunology report recent case of a 55-year-old Spanish woman who died after having an alternative procedure known as bee venom acupuncture. And so instead of acupuncture needles, they used bee stings, real live bees they put right into the acupuncture points. I'm like,
what?
You know... Yeah, listen, I know there's bee venom therapy to desensitize you to certain things, but you got to be sure somebody is not going to go anaphylactic on this stuff. Yeah. Yeah.
Dude, I mean, okay, so listen, this is an opportunity. They took it poke fun. This is something that Gwyneth Paltrow, I guess, talks about. Look, the idea of acupuncture has been around forever. I've never had it personally, but I know a lot of people who will swear by it. And there is science, even though skeptics won't want to admit it, there is science behind it. But in this case, apparently what they do is they take an actual live bee and they squeeze the bee and then poke you with the bee stinger in the place where you would put like an acupuncture needle. And I guess there's supposed to be some kind of anti-inflammatory property to bee venom.
Yeah.
Now, I'm thinking, dude, there's a lot of other things out there that you could do to reduce inflammation than stinging yourself all over the place with bees. And I have a phobia about bees, so the idea... this would be like the first three of the seven levels of hell for me.
Now, here's the way. This is how we know how bad this is for Super Don. Here you got two choices. Bee sting, venom,
I know what you're going to do.
I know. Which one? Which one's worse? Come on. I'm not going to make you do it, just in theory.
You got the option. I'd have to go with the bee stings, man.
Wow. See, I just wanted to see how badly you would resist.
Damn it.
I know. Dude, it's okay. We're just gearing up to see what it takes. We've only got one thing.
How about a bee enema? There you go.
No.
Enema. See, that would be the worst right there.
I still got you on record. If somebody flew you to Switzerland, then you'd be open for a coffee enema.
Well, that's easy, though, because I know it's never going to happen. So.
Oh, you don't know. Maybe we got a rich listener from Switzerland that wants to fly you over, and then okay. So that's it, folks. We got another hour of broadcast healing. For those of you on YouTube, we're going to keep the stream flying and enjoy it. In the meantime, this is only the first recorded death, apparently, to bee sting venom therapy. So it's not as dangerous as they say, but for this woman it was. Apis mellifica, homeopathic apis to reverse it. They didn't do that because they don't listen to the Robert Scott Dole Show, where you learn 2 hours a day, 6 days a week, that the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Dole Show.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.